You're listening to Homer's Iliad, a series devoted to discussing and reading aloud sections from Homer's epic about the war at Troy.
I never knew prayer could annoy me so much. From kindergarten up to the 7th grade, I attended a Hebrew school run by the conservative denomination of Judaism. During my time there, I was not only familiarized with the Hebrew alphabet, but also with their traditional prayers. Flash forward to my first meeting of College Hillel. The organization, which is representative of the Reform movement, holds services every Friday night. And having attended these kind of services when I was younger, I decided to check them out. It was a great shock when at these services I discovered that the long lyrical prayers I spent many years to learn had been radically cut down and set to guitar music. Why could the full prayers not be performed? Or what was the point of having set prayers if they were not going to be followed? But reading Homer made me realize that there is a long tradition of flexible prayer, though in a very different context. Greek prayer does not have specific texts, but follows an outline. This surprising fluidity may not be too bad for modern religion to adopt as a way of preventing sectarian disputes. Thetis's plea to Zeus in Book 1 of the Iliad is a good example of the fluidity of prayer in Greek religion. In ancient Greek religion, there are no formal texts or formal prayers. All preserved prayers were crafted for the specific situations, usually for a festival or in times of crisis. In this instance, Thetis is acting on behalf of her son Achilles, who had been wronged by Agamemnon, and is thus trying to rectify personal crisis. The plea Thetis makes to Zeus employs the typical Greek prayer outline, recitation of the god's titles, reminder of past services, and finally the request. The same formula also appears earlier in the story with Chrysis and his prayer to Lord Apollo. Greek prayer are more like persuasive rhetoric than what we think of as prayer. This case straddles the line between true prayer, which is between persons of very unequal status, such as humans and gods, and request, since Thetis herself is a goddess. The use of a prayer formula then gives her personal request an air of dignity and great urgency. Translation. And in fact, she sat in front of him, and with her left hand she grabbed his knees, and then with her right hand, having grabbed under his chin, she addressed the Lord God, son of Cronos. Father Zeus, if indeed I have ever helped you among the immortals, either in word or in deed, fulfill this desire for me now. Honor my son, who compared to all others is the most short-lived. But now Agamemnon, having grabbed my son's prize of honor, after he himself had been robbed. But you, at any rate, honor him, wise Olympian Zeus, and for so long a time bestow victory upon the Trojans, until the Achaeans should both esteem my son and glorify him with honor. Ai hra paroi thou toio, kathesdeto, kai labe, gunon, skae, dexitere, dar hupathereonos, helusa, lisomene, proseepe, diachroniona anacta, zdeo pater, epote de se metathanatoisin, onesa, eepe, ergo, tade moi creenon eeldor, timeson moi huion, hos ocumorotatos alon epletatar nin non, ge anaxandron agamemnon etimesen, he lor gar eche geras autos apuras alasu permintison, Olympiae metietas deo, tophra depi troesi, tiphe kratos, ophra an achaioi, huion, emon, tisosin, ophelosin, te he timae.